It's amazing. Whoever from this station next time one of you guys is out works the afternoon show, I'm going to tell them, counsel them.
What?
Don't say anything.
What?
I mean, you guys got me saying I was a racist the other day. Even though I'm not.
Yeah.
There it is. 248-539-9797, the ticket text, the exact same number. The Leland stuff is still out there. Tomorrow he gets his number 10 retired, never to be worn again, on the wall at Comerica Park. But Rico, Lions training camp is going on. They had a scrimmage today.
Yeah.
People are dunking on Jake Bates. The kicker they wanted from the Panthers is now missing field goals.
Yeah, because they got enamored. He hit some 60-yard field goals here in Ford Field.
And they're 70.
UFL games, and you were like, okay, we have our own Justin Tucker. We got that guy who could be the difference maker. And now he can't. Like, he's very inconsistent. And if you really looked at his UFL days, he was inconsistent there as well. He was just hitting long field goals. But now, as much as people love you, man, they're starting. Lions fans are starting to get into panic mode. I just thought it was funny because it's not like you have a coach who likes to kick field goals anyway. So
right.
Why are you so upset? Why are you panicking? Why are you freaking out?
Kicker. They're panicking because you want to trust your kicker if you get in a situation like the NFC title game next year.
But the real thing about the Detroit Lions is this.
Yeah.
The first preseason game was last night, and it was kind of weird watching that kickoff. And
I dug it.
It's going to take some getting used to because it's almost like it seems like the computer is freezing. Like you're playing a video game and all your guys just froze. Like, okay, why aren't they moving? Okay, there they go. Now they're moving. The guy said it feels like a running play to them. So NFL preseason football is happening. Lions training camp is going on. The season is not that far away. But I do have a question for Lions fans. This upcoming season, are you comfortable? Do you feel good about this team? Now, I know you expect Super Bowl, but deep down, when you're in your room, when you're in your man cave, when you're driving in the car, does this upcoming season make you feel a little bit uncomfortable because things are going so well here in Detroit and you kind of feel like, man, I'm not used to this. I don't know how to handle this. I don't know really what to do next. I don't know what to do with my hands. Like, I don't know. This is all new territory for you. Does it give you the feeling of being uncomfortable? You're beloved. The nation loves you. You're all over. People love your coach. Your GM is a genius. Your draft picks are hitting. Heck, you got people ranked real high in the NFL top 100 for like, the first time ever, you got like multiple people up there.
Deep as hell.
Right. Like everything is going so well for you. Does it make you feel a little uncomfortable?
It's a great question. And I know people immediately are going to jump and say, yeah, dummy. Of course I'm confident. I mean, hell, you say.
I didn't say confident. I just say, are you uncomfortable just knowing?
Right. But I think people are comfortable. I do because. Just from the prediction game, right? I had him winning 10 games. Some people had him winning 11 games. And people got angry. Like, how dare you not predict us to win at least 12 or 13? But I'm just going to give you my own personal mindset. And tell me if maybe I'm the lunatic here. But I think the Lions are great. And I think they have a legitimate chance to go to the Super Bowl and win the whole damn thing. I think they're deep. I think the only thing we're really arguing about is like a kicker or a third receiver. The only real negative story I've heard out of camp is that Matthew Betts, the Canadian D lineman, not playing all that great. Duh. Okay, big deal. He's a free agent.
Think about it. New territory that we're talking about a Canadian defensive lineman and your kicker.
Right.
Like, we're not talking about your quarterback situation, your running back. We're not talking about anything of major things. It's like, you're one of the halves now.
Even Levi Onwuzurike, a guy we all wrote off, apparently is playing great football early on. But here's what I feel like. And again, feel free to call me like a lunatic. Because of the history, I admit this, because I grew up here and I've watched this team kick me in the you-know-what year after year after year, I feel like I'm Nancy from Nightmare on Elm Street. And I finally got rid of Freddy. He's no longer in kids' dreams anymore. No longer. Freddy Krueger's dead, man. And I'm walking one last time to home because I want to take a nap. Because I can finally go to sleep without Freddy showing up. And at the very end of the movie, you see those damn claws. Mm-hmm. And Freddy's back, kids. Freddy's back. That's kind of what I feel like. Like, I know in my brain, they're a good football team. And they should do wonderful things this year as long as they stay healthy. But the history in me, I think... For a while,
Of not winning 10 or more seasons back-to-back?
Never. They've never had double-digit win seasons in back-to-back years, ever in the history of the organization. But yes, I admit it. I have this unsettling feeling like all the good things are going to come crashing down, like they always have. And I know I shouldn't think this way, but I wonder how many Lions fans actually think this way.
248-539-9797. Are you feeling a little uncomfortable? Not saying you're not confident in your team, but... This is that moment where when you're by yourself, you're not with your fellas, you're not with your kids, but just by yourself and you just have that idle thought driving in the car. You see this upcoming season and you almost feel like, okay, things are going so well. I'm not used to this. And is it like Jeff said, are you feeling like you're being set up for something that you just don't see again? There's a rake that you're about to step on that you just don't see the rake, but it's there.
One, two, Freddy's after you. Three, four, better shut the door. Do you remember this?
I do.
Five, six, get a crucifix. Yeah, that's what I feel like. I'm
unless
not lying.
You're Jew-ish, then it doesn't matter.
Jew-ish. But 248-539-9797, the ticket text, the exact same number. Does all the good talk about the Lions freak you out just the slightest bit? Because me, I admit it. I want to talk to the average Lions fan that has been here their whole lives, that has watched this team their whole lives, that has gone down with the ship their entire life. And now you look at 2 years ago and this last year, and you're hoping.
Yeah.
And thinking this is going to be a great team.
It doesn't make you less of a fan. I'm just asking, are you uncomfortable? Are you just a little concerned with all the pats on the back and how much people are saying that you're a different team, that you're just like, you know what? I kind of like the fact when everybody wrote us off. I kind of like the fact when we were under the radar. I don't like the fact of being that team. It's not to say that you're not a fan. It's not to say that you don't believe in your team. I'm just asking, are you uncomfortable with this situation because you haven't been there before? And can you just be honest? Or you know what? You're going to say, Rico, you're crazy, and I'm embracing this. It's all good. We're moving forward. 17-0. Let's go. 248-539-9797.
You know what it's like? It's like you don't want it to end. You just got used to things being amazing. And you don't want it to end. But I think your point of when you're alone, not by your boys, when you're just thinking about football.
Mm-hmm.
Do thoughts of yesteryear creep into your mind? Do negative thoughts like, oh my goodness. But the other thing too is, if you do feel like I feel, if you feel like some Lions fans might feel, like the other shoe's going to drop, like Freddy Krueger's after you, like he's not really dead. What is the biggest worry about this team? Because I'll give it to the Lions. It's hard to pick out something real tangible that you're really freaked out about because they've done such a good job building this thing.
Yeah. That right now we're worried about the kicker and the kicking situation. And then honestly, if I'm a Lions fan, I really wouldn't panic about the kicker. You'll find one, but you don't use them. Because think about it. 3rd and 15, you may run the ball, try to get to about 4th and 5, and you're going for it. You're not kicking a 37-yard field goal. So what does it matter if he can make it or not?
Like the latest story I saw on social media was one of those predictions grading out offensive lines. And they had 4 different categories. And the first category was elite. The second category was the little muscle emoji. And it was like really, really good offensive line. There was one O-line in all of football that was elite. It was the Detroit Lions. The reason I bring it up is because there's been stories like that all offseason.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. Jameson Williams is now not just good. He's borderline great. Ben Johnson the other day. There's nothing he can't do.
J-Mo may be borderline psychopath.
Oh, you see the stuff he eats?
Yeah.
Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that.
Okay, J-Mo may be borderline psychopath. You know, it's good to have the digestive system and metabolism of a young man like that. Because
is he eating candy?
No, much worse.
Like the an egg sickle.
A what?
Dude, it's literally...
It's a fried... It looks like a fried egg.
In frozen?
A popsicle. Frozen in a popsicle.
Yeah, it's a clear popsicle. And so the popsicle is just ice. So yeah. I would assume it has no flavor to it. And then when you get to the middle of the popsicle, it's a raw egg.
See, you're right, Rico. It's great to be young. It is great to be young.
And then it's like some other thing with like, I think some meal with Flamin' Hot Cheetos crushed on top of it.
Macaroni and Flamin' Hot Cheetos. That looks good, actually. And then last year, he put the Blizzard on the hamburger. Do you remember that?
I remember that. Yeah, now, people have been doing that kind of weird stuff. That's like the French fry and the frost.
Right. Yes. Yeah,
I've seen that before. But that egg sickle, you may be a psychopath. You may be a killer. A real killer.
248-539-9797. The ticket text, the exact same number. Here's the question. Are you really that comfortable? I mean, it's such a great question because I think Lions fans are going to fill the lines, and they already are. They're going to say, oh my God, shut up, idiots. We are comfortable. But in those moments when you're by yourself, just you and maybe you're on the potty or something, are you thinking it can't happen again?
Are things going too good?
Right. This makes me just uncomfortable.
Yeah.
97 on the ticket.